You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you, Randy. I was going to include Randy before noon. Yeah, getting Randy the key to Medina was such a kick. I was on 104. Yeah, 104 or 102. Every once in a while, my frequencies get mixed up. As you get older, it was 102, okay? And Randy was working for BEN, but he used to come in and do some voices and things on my show, and he's very funny. And he's a very good guy, and I liked him a lot, and I still do. He's a great guy, and so I managed, because he mentioned Medina all the time, we managed to get him the key to the city. They literally closed down the city, and he was on the front page of the newspaper. They opened up a restaurant that is not normally open for breakfast. They served breakfast. We had horse and buggy rides. Rob Lucas was there, of course. And we just had a great time. And now Randy has a different job, obviously. But just a great guy. I really like Randy a lot. Now, let's see. Is everybody naked? Because I promised that. We do the last hour naked.
It's a little chilly right now, though, Sandy.
Are you chilly?
Yeah, I'm getting cold in here.
Well, yeah, but doesn't shrinkage applies when it's cold? Yeah, if I were you, I'd be careful.
That's what I'm afraid of. You know, people go by in the window and they see.
They see and they go, wow, that ain't Schwarzenegger. You hear that?
They say, hey, he looks like he can still play.
He looks like he can still play. I don't think so. But anyway, so we're all naked in here, and let's go to... let's go to line one, and that is Gina Latuca. Gina, welcome to the show.
I tried getting in before Naked Hour. Now I don't know.
Wow, you should be proud. People love Gina Latuca naked. How are you from the SPCA? We love you.
You know, Sandy, I have to say, I don't know how many people know that I worked for you for a couple years.
Yeah. It was great time. You were a very young girl, and you work with Rob Lucas and I, and we had the greatest time. And then, of course, as you matured, you went on to better things, but we always had great memories of you.
I kept thinking, and you know, you don't realize sometimes that you're making a memory when you're making it. But looking back to 1988, 1989, when I worked there, some of my favorite days were when you would say, I worked from 5 a.m. until noon. You were done at noon. Rob was done at Rock 102 at the time at noon. And my favorite moments were at about 11:58 when you would say, let's all go to the show and go for lunch. And we would leave the station, go to the movies, go have a little bit of lunch. And those ended up being some of my favorite days.
It's the thing that I tell a lot of people about, because it shows how a staff, it isn't all work. And I think the more fun you have as a group, the better the show is the next day. And we had great times for lunch, great times for movies, and yeah, and you've had a great career yourself so far. How long have you been at the SPCA?
Well, Friday was 30 years. It was my 30th anniversary. And when I think, if I sit and try to think of the thousands and thousands of animals that you have united with loving families, I wouldn't even know how to begin to count. I mean, what you have done for these amazing animals and what you've done for the families that you've changed because you brought these animals into their lives, how do we even collectively begin to thank you for that? I don't know.
Well, I think your good work says it all, and now you have a nice new facility, and as you drive by on the highway, you can see it, something we can all be proud of, and we all love animals. As you know, if you don't love an animal, I have a problem with you, and you love animals. We've had a lot of fun bringing the animals in, talking about them. One time, Susan Banks put a rabbit on my console, and it shed all of its fur. It was a white rabbit, and she had black blouse on. That was fun. I got great memories. So thank you. And Gina Latuca, you and your mother, Latuca the First, make the best pizzelles in the world.
Thank you. Thank you. There are more coming your way.
Oh, I said that just to bribe you into sending some pizzelles. Yes, I hope there will be a few at the wedding, hint, hint.
There absolutely will be. I think chocolate.
That's my favorite, too. Gina, we'll see you at the wedding. You'll be second in beauty only to the bride.
Thanks, Sandy.
All right, thanks, baby. Take care. That's Gina from the SPCA. Love Gina. Tony, isn't Gina the best?
She's awesome. I love Gina.
Yeah, we really do. Let's go to MJ on line 6. MJ, you're on WBEN. Hello?
Hello? I don't think line 6 is working.
Oh, line 6 isn't working?
I'll put it back on hold.
All right. Well, if she comes back, we can put her back on. Let's go to the break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, we couldn't do the final show without Frank on line 2. Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, Sandy, I feel terrible that this is the last time we're going to speak. But, you know, I may run into you because Buffalo really is a small place. But, you know, Sandy, I want to just tell you that when I was in the service in the mid-60s and we could get you at Fort Dix, New Jersey, all the guys that were in my squad were from Buffalo, from different areas of Buffalo, but we were all big fans of WKBW and all those stations. I can't tell you enough how important you guys were, and especially you, to us when we were away from home. And you have all this spare time on your hands, and you naturally you always drift back to Buffalo. And to listen to you come into our barracks, it really lifted our spirits. And even when I was down in Fort Gordon, Georgia, I got you all the way down there when I was going to communication school. Your voice and the music and everything that that you played for us really got us through a lot of tough times. And
thank you, Frank. The WKBW days are the ultimate days in my career. From the time I was very young and listened to Joey Reynolds and Danny Neverth, particularly at night, when the last part of Danny and all of Joey, it was my dream to come to KB Radio. It was every young disc jockey's dream. It held in such high esteem, and no matter where I went after that, when they found out. And that would be San Francisco and Dallas and Milwaukee, all those places. When they found out that I had been to KB, I had programmed KB, I was instantly in the club. They all wanted to know about Joey Reynolds and the Hound and all of the people there because they were all the best in the business. And once you're at a station like KB, it leaves an imprint. If I had lived to be 100, 99 years of those would have been KB, okay? I'm living close to be 100. You're a little too close for comfort. But those were the dream job days. Those are the days the disc jockeys dreamed about. Now it's not quite the same.
And, you know, and you're absolutely right. And Buffalo back in those days was the hotbed for disc jockeys. I mean, you name some of them. I remember Jungle J.
Sure.
And some of these other guys, I mean.
Tommy Shannon Show, all that.
Buffalo was the beacon for around the nation. If you mentioned that you worked there, like you said, it almost got you an in. And but I just wanted to let you know, I hope you have a very happy retirement. You brought a lot of joy to my life and my wife's life. And you're going to be sadly missed. I always considered you to be the Rush Limbaugh of Washington, New York. So,
well, thank you. That's very generous of you, and I appreciate it. And I remember my callers. And, Frank, I couldn't sign off today without you, so I'm glad you called.
Thank you, Sandy. And you and your future wife, you have a very happy retirement, many more years ahead. And I hope to run into you soon because I'm going to miss your dull-toned voice over.
I hope to run into you too, but hopefully it was not in a car. Hopefully it'll be outside of a car. Hey, thank you, Frank. Thank you so much. Let's go to line four, and this would be Don Landry, my best friend, until he told me that advice for a couch is not to use it after you've retired. Yes. Go ahead, Don.
Well, good morning, Sandy, and good morning to your faithful Italian companion, Tony. How are you guys doing today, being as it's your last day?
Well, we're fine. However, my couch is weeping.
Well, I'm going to change that advice a little bit.
Good.
Because that's
good.
Questions.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with utilizing your couch on occasion.
Yeah.
However, it's very important that you have balance in your retired life.
Well, that's true. I intend to use the couch only at night and in the morning and in the afternoon. That's it. I'm not going to overdo it.
Well, it sounds to me like that's exactly what you have in mind, not to overdo it. But anyway.
Well, let's be honest, Don. The reason you're giving me this advice in front of my my huge audience is because I threw a shot put, a metal 18-pound shot put at you because you woke me up during a nap one time.
Yes, I distinctly remember that. Thank goodness I've always said that you were a much better person on the radio than you were throwing that shot put.
Well, I had to practice my shot put. You woke me up. I think, well, this is a good chance, and he can't run that fast. And boom, and a shot put thrown in the track and field is one thing. A shot put thrown in the house is quite another.
Yes, I believe it disturbed your mother a lot more than it disturbed me at the time.
It did. My mother was not pleased.
No, not at all. You're lucky you didn't have to retrieve it underneath the house.
Now, this is my last day, and you've been retired for a while. How do you like retirement?
Retirement has been good to me, like the guy said about baseball. Yes, I've enjoyed retirement, but you can retire from your job like you're going to do in a very short time, but you can't retire from marriage. Just remember that.
No. I would never retire from marriage. I think marriage is a full-time job.
It's a full-time job, and soon you will find out. But it's good. It's all good, Sandy. It's all good because, like I say, you need balance in your life. You have to spend some time on the couch and some time doing things. And believe me, you'll be happy when that happens.
Yeah, I think I'll be talking to a doctor on Oprah's show on the couch after I'm married a short time. I have a feeling there's a period of adjustment.
Yeah, there could be. But you're smart enough and she's smart enough to make that a very short time of adjustment.
All right, Don, and after things settle down, I'll give you a call, and when we're allowed to travel and things like that, we'll get together, okay?
Okay, let me say one more thing. In a short time, you will not only be retiring from your job, but you will also be retiring the name Sandy Beach. However, that name will live forever in the minds of all your listeners, and it should. And I am so proud of myself after all these years of calling you that I've always referred to you as Sandy and have not made the mistake of using your God-given name.
My real name is Copernicus, of course, and people know that. It kind of got out, but thank you very much. You have kept my name secret. Thank you.
I worked hard to do that. I don't accomplish much in life, but I feel good about being able to accomplish that.
You get a good grade on that. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Don. We'll be talking to you. See you at the wedding. Maybe not. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's go to line two. Line two should be Young Matt, one of our former workers here. Young Matt should be on line two. Hello.
Hi, Sandy. How are you? I don't know if the name Young Matt still applies, though. I'm a little, maybe old Matt or maybe middle-aged Matt. How does that sound?
Well, I like that because you can't keep time still. In other words, you were Young Matt when we knew you, and that's how we want to remember you. What's going on with you, Young Matt?
Well, I just had to call and, first of all, wish you all the best. You have done so much for people in Western New York over your long career, and you will be missed, Sandy. You were really, you're what they would call a Western New York treasure. But, you know, as you move on to this next chapter, I just wanted to call and wish you the best and say thank you, because working with you was such a pleasure. And you know, that's time that I really look back on fondly. I learned a lot from you, and again, just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. Now, I understand that you got very lucky after you left us and married a beautiful woman. Is that not true?
Absolutely. She is wonderful. And, you know, I know you were asking for marriage advice. I can tell you probably the best two words that you can use on a regular basis are, yes, dear. So that...
Tell the people who you're married to.
For you, yeah. But Kelly is absolutely wonderful. She's doing great work at Channel 2, and we're really happy. So.
And she is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And when I heard she was married to you, I said, wait a minute, I know Young Matt. And suddenly you were elevated in my eyes.
Yeah, you know, there's such a thing. It's called punching above your weight, you know?
Very nice. I'm so happy that you called, and give my best to your wife, and thank you so much. You did good work for us, and I'm sure you're doing great work for Channel 2. Thank you.
Actually, I moved to KeyBank. I'm the communications manager at KeyBank, so I went from broadcasting to banking.
Oh, good. Hey, you got the keys to the bank. That's even better. A beautiful woman and the keys to the bank. Life is good for you, Matt.
Yeah, things are great. Things are fantastic.
Now, I have some of my money at KeyBank.
Oh.
I want you to keep a good eye on it. In fact, I have three different accounts and three different KeyBanks. And I'll say this about KeyBank. You guys have, you're running a great bank, and you have, every place we want to be, you have a branch.
Oh.
So it's very convenient. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to hear that. Anytime you need anything, you give us a call.
I like to visit my money twice a week. Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much. Yeah, did you know that he's married to Kelly from Channel 2, Tony?
Yeah, actually I did. I follow Matt. I see him on social media. I see his posts and stuff like that.
He was a great guy.
In fact, last time I went to a Sabre game, we were going back and forth while he was in one section and I was in the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice guy, good guy, great worker. And we hated to see him go. We've been very lucky with the people we've had working on our show.
Absolutely. And if anybody wonders, Matt is the one pictured with us with Doc Severinsen back in the day when Doc visited the studio.
That was a good interview with Doc Severinsen. Okay, we'll take a break and be back. Got a half hour left of the career. I'm going to lock the door and keep broadcasting. I'm not going to let them stop me. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with Beach & Company, the clock, the sands of time, slowly going around, around, and around. Let's see, on line three, we have Scott Westermeyer. And welcome to the show, Scott. I'm social distancing. I'm 6 feet away from you, and I've opened my mouth for a dental procedure. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how are you, sir? I want, on behalf of Dr. Martin, the lovely Maria, and myself, I want to send a heartfelt thank you for the promotional work you did for us. You are awesome. You are a huge impact on our practice over the years, and I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but you were part of a trend in all of dentistry that is first to Buffalo in called sedation dentistry. Remember way back when we used to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was a good thing to talk about because it relieved a lot of anxiety for people.
Well, now it's commonplace, but then we were the very first to ever talk about it, and you led the way in that, and you were just a huge impact, like I said, and I wish you well in your career, and you and Bernadette have a great time, and just really wanted to say it personally. I'm so glad I got through to be able to say that.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's always, I think you have a class operation there. I see you've expanded, and plus, as a bonus, you have the lovely Maria. So, Scott, I know you're a busy man. Thank you for taking that time. I appreciate it.
Oh, very, very much worthwhile. And I know a lot of people want to talk to me these last 20 minutes, so I'll go on. But thank you. Thank you so much, buddy, and have a great, great life.
Well, thanks, doctor. I appreciate it. That's Scott Westermeyer, Westermeyer Martin Dental. All right, let's go to a very nice man, very nice practice, I'll tell you that. Let's go to line two. I would not sign off this show today unless we talk to Ann in Buffalo. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Yeah. Yes. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good. Listen, who can find a virtuous wife? But her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack all gain. She does him good and not evil. All the days of her life, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides good food for her household and a portion for her maidservant. She considers a field and buys it for her profit. She plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. As she perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. That poem came from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 18. That's for you and your future wife-to-be. May the mercies of God be with you. May he keep you strong. May he give you grace and mercy each and every day. He never said that you wouldn't have aches and pains, but he also said that you was healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I don't know you, but I truly love you. And God bless you, honey, with everything that's in you. Be blessed.
You are so sweet, and I cannot tell you. I thank you very much for that. I've been thinking all along. I hope that Ann gets through because I want that as part of this. And thank you. Thanks for the call. Wow, very good. And now, if that didn't get a tear in your eye, we also have the lovely Ella. Ella, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. You're going to be so sore to be missed. And I was going to sing out, we you're saying, but God shortchanged me. My daughter has a gorgeous voice. But I did the best I can.
Sandy, well, that's pretty good. That's a chip off the old vocal cord.
Right. Sandy, I want to wish you a very happy retirement, and you are fortunate to have Bernadette. And speaking of Bernadette, I'm anxious to meet her. And she mentioned Silver Park. Now, my father had a tailor shop in that area. The name was Hammer.
I'll mention that to her. Ella's father had a tailor. His father was a tailor in Schiller Park. What was the name again?
Hill and Hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah, like a hammer.
You remember? Yeah, she's a little overwhelmed now. I don't know. Of course, I would be too if I was marrying a fabulous guy like myself.
Oh.
So that's what does it.
But I wish for you and Bernadette many years of health and happiness.
Well, thank you very much, Ella. You and Ann and the good people that have been regular callers are part of my life and always will be.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for the call.
Sandy, I'm anxious to meet her, and I have a bit of advice. Cherish every moment you have together.
I will. I promise I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to the hotline now. There's a woman who I've had many meals with, and so has Bernadette. And her name is Brenda. Hello there, Brenda.
Good morning, Sandy. And I want to join the chorus of well-wishers. But I also want to point out that, you know, everyone needs that friend that they can call at 3 in the morning and know that that person will show up. And for you, my dear friend, you are that guy for me, Sandy. You have always been my confidant, my mentor, and a dear friend of Dan and myself, and we wish you nothing but the best, you and Bernadette, and your upcoming nuptials.
Oh, I love the word nuptials. You know, Brenda, that's my favorite word.
I know.
Well, thank you very much. You and Dan the man, and we've done some traveling together overseas. We've done a lot of things together with the SPCA, and we have a long history.
We certainly do. You helped us open our business. When I would come on your show, it was always the highlight of my day. We always had great chemistry together, and I learned so much about you. But what I'll cherish the most is your deep devotion and loyalty as a friend. I'll never forget it, Sandy, and I love you, and I hope that you have many, many happy years ahead.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you very much, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Wow, this is getting tough here. All right, let's go to Al on line 4. Al, you're on WBEN.
How are you? I thought you could do an entire show on just the GMs that you worked for today.
Well, I think that's quite possible, yeah.
I had the hotline and used to have the hotline number, but don't have it. You used to call me the world's shortest GM, and I just have to ask a question. Does Holly overtake me now?
It could be. I'll have to bring a measuring tape. Yeah. Now you have one of the best restaurants in town, so you're living large.
I thank you very much, and we hope to see you here when you and Bernadette settle down a little. We hope to see you at the restaurant Two Forks Up, and we look forward to you coming by, and I just wanted to wish you guys the best and thank you for everything you've done over the years.
How did you get the name Two Forks Up for the restaurant? Is there a reason for it?
Oh, one of the guys was sitting around one time with his brother, and he said, this is two thumbs up, and they were holding their forks at the time when they were holding their thumbs up, and the one brother said, wait, this is two forks up instead of two thumbs up. So,
oh, that's cool. And now I noticed you had a food truck, and you got it just about the time a lot of the things were clamping down. Have you had a chance to use it much?
No, we're getting close. Obviously, with the COVID stuff, all the DMV shut down, so now we're making progress with that, and we'll have that out very soon. And we've got a lot of requests for it, so we're looking forward to having that hit all the streets of Western New York as well.
Well, if you don't mind, Al, occasionally I'm going to put on my Facebook where I'm having lunch or where I'm having dinner, and people can join me for fun. Everybody pays for their own food and whatever. I'd like to be able to say I'm at Two Forks Up occasionally. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so it'll work out good. I want people to try your lobster. And your cheeseburgers are excellent.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I really
all right. Well, thank you so much for the consideration of calling in. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Bye bye. He used to be general manager at one time when I first came to BEN. He was the general manager, and I did not know it when I went into the restaurant, and then it struck me this is who it is. And Bernie and I have been there many times since then. It's at Miller and Millersport. It's easy to remember. Miller and Millersport, Two Forks Up. And Bernie, come here. How is I want you to know it's not just me. How is the lobster at Two Forks Up?
Oh, is it good?
Keep a woman happy with a good menu. That's what I say. All right. Where are we here? We'll take a break now. Okay, let's take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Never mind the weather. We got a little squash for time. Before we go, and I got at least three more people I have to squeeze in and talk to that I want to. I want to say hi to the Lou Shriver family. I always looked up to Ramblin' Lou as a kind of a special guy. He took country music a long, long way. Linda Lou is an excellent performer. The family performs at the fair every year. They've been great to me, and I hope I've been more than grateful to them. They're great, great people, the Ramblin' Lou Shriver family. Meanwhile, let's go to the studio. Going right up to the beginning, this is Tim Wenger, the program manager.
Hey, Sandy, I just wanted to very quickly, thank you so much for everything you've done since, I believe, 1998, right, when we first brought you back?
Yeah, I think it's about 23 years, so.
Yeah, you've got a lot of people to talk to, and I a couple of special people on the line, but I remember I was asked before I was the program director, what would I do? What would the first thing you do if you were made the program director? And I said I would go out and find a way to bring Sandy Beach back from Milwaukee, and I'm glad we got it done. And I always repeat the quote from you, and you know what it is. You're either there for me when I need you or the hell with you. And you say that all the time, and it's how I remember you. And I will take that quote with me forevermore. And I just wish you all the best, you and Bernadette.
Well, thank you very much. And when I think of you, I think of one thing. He's married to Susan Rose.
That's
a good job. That's a job a lot of people want. I can tell you that.
Move on to more important people. But thank you. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Tim. Right. Thank you. Let's go to line one, Barbara Burns. Hello there, Barbara Burns.
Sandy, how are you?
Good. We always had a great time when you were in our news department. You're always the consummate pro.
You know, since you made this big announcement, I've been thinking. I know that Bernadette is your one true love, and she is wonderful and awesome, but I keep remembering the one day of my life that I was Sandy's girl. And I was at the Erie County Legislature doing a live shot, and I was interviewing a union leader, and in the background, someone walks by and yells, "Don't talk to her! She's Sandy's girl!" It's a nasty word or two. And so I just kept going, finished the interview. Before I even got back to my phone, you know, Tim's on the phone. Greg Reed wants to know what the heck's going on. A little bit. And what I want people to know about Sandy Beach is the next day I came into work, and there was this incredibly beautiful bouquet of flowers on my desk. And I opened up the card, and it said, "For Sandy's girl." And you're just such a class act, Sandy, and deserve only the best and happiness. And I wish you and Bernadette the best. And hopefully I will see you around if Bernadette comes and visits her mom.
that would be very nice. So thank you, Barbara. You've always been a sweetie. And we miss you then and we miss you now. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck, Sandy.
Thank you, Barbara Burns. Let's go next to Susan Hunt. Susan Hunt, the woman who dressed me as a bride for a picture in the Buffalo News. Hello, Susan.
Sandy, I was going to say that. That is one of my best memories of anything I've ever done in the media.
That was wild, Susan, and it was a time where radio was really radio. You and Dan Jr. and all the crew there. Posing me as a bride so we could get in the paper. We had the ugly bride contest. Those are good days.
Oh, they were the best. By the way, did you show Bernie that? Because she needs to know what she's getting into.
She's posting it right now. She is posting it as we speak.
Hey, man, I just had to call you, and thanks to Tim for letting me get through to say you are like just such an amazing human being in terms of what you've done for the community. But also, I will always say it was the best time creatively in my career. And working with you, I learned so much. We always butted heads, and that was the best part about it. So, you know, I hate to see you off the airwaves, but I'm so grateful for all the years you gave to everybody.
You're sweet, Susan, and I think of you often when I think of talented people that I love to get into work with every single day. Thank you very much, honey.
Oh, you're welcome, bud. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. Terrific. Just terrific. Well, I think that about does it. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at my clock. I want to. I started with Tony Caligiuri, and I'm ending with Joseph Beamer. Joseph Beamer had left WBEN to go to work on retail, and we had an opening, and I said to Tim Winger, remember that Joe Beamer guy? I said, he has a good natural personality. Let's see if he wants to come back to radio. So we contacted him, and he came back to radio, and doing the morning technical side of the news department, and just talking to him and getting to see him and talk to him every day, I said to Tim, this is a natural personality. I know talent when I see it. I've hired talent when I see it. I said, we've got a star here. I said, if we nurture him properly and do the right things and take care of him, he'll take care of us for a long time. And so that's exactly what's happening. He is going up the ladder, and I'll just say this. I want to be known as the guy who discovered Joe Beamer. Okay, if I, you know, the halls of fame are nice, they're a little distant. This is personal. I love all the guys. I really do, and I want you to take care of them for me. I can't do that anymore, but I want you to do it. I know I could count on you. Take care of my guys, Joe and Tony Caligiuri. They're great guys to work with. I couldn't have done it without them. I'll tell you that right now. The people that call me today, all very talented people, all part of my history. I was very fortunate to be with them. So this clock can't run fast enough. Everybody out there, if you're listening to this show now, if you can, do anything. Take care of my guys, because that's very important to me. That's it. The run is over. I never thought I'd get this far in it. I've been wildly successful thanks to you. And thank you for sharing your life with me. Because if you hadn't done that, I couldn't have done it myself. Thank you. And goodbye.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?